be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zachariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately, his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the desert until the day of his manifestation to Israel. The Gospel of the Lord. Somebody said that life is like a sentence, and you don't know its full meaning until the last word is spoken. And isn't that very, very, very true? How often, and I especially, since I officiate at funerals, how often I think I know somebody, and then when that person dies, she or he, I find out a lot more things about them, things I never knew. And when somebody kind of writes about their character and their qualities of life, oh, you say, "Oh, I never knew that about her. I never knew that about him." And isn't that is very true also in our own lives. Picture when you hold a newborn baby in your arms and you look into that little face and those shining eyes. Don't you often wonder in that split second, "I wonder what his life will be like. I wonder what God has in store for him." And many people, and that happened to John the Baptist, were told in the gospel this morning. Where is it? There is people wondered what he would turn out to be. They knew there was something strange about this new baby, that his mother was well past childbearing age, and so was his dad in some ways. And here, this child arrived, and they were wondering, "I wonder what he will turn out to be. And a lot of people in their lives, they kind of wander through life and never really find out who they are, and then they come, very many people, you come to a sort of crisis in your life where suddenly you begin to ask, what is life all about? And that's where your faith and your trust has to come in, because you got to trust to God. And things that happen in your life at times make no meaning. But as you get older, and as your life is coming towards the final stages, and many of us, I suppose, are in our twilight years, you look back very often on your life, and you kind of see things that made no sense at the time. Now they make a lot of sense. And you see how it all fits in to God's plan, ultimately. And I often see life like a mosaic, you know, bit by bit by bit. God is forming us, working on us all the time. And life is a process and will continue to be a process until the day we die. And hopefully, when we meet the Lord, we will have a big, now I see, now I know.